This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. It could be Labor Day before we get the details of the government's plan to partially compensate farmers for financial losses due to trade disruptions.
We had a good roundtable this morning with producers.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue in Spokane, Washington, Monday, accompanied by one of the region's congressional representatives, Kathy McMorris Rogers. She told reporters that farmers in the meeting voiced concerns about tariffs and trade disruptions, basically with this message.
We've worked for years to develop some of these markets, and we don't want to lose them.
Secretary Perdue said there are plans for helping farmers financially injured by the trade situation, but don't expect any specifics until Labor Day. And Perdue said, understandably,
there's a legitimate anxiety over there about, do I sell my crop at these low prices, or do I hold on, or what? The mitigation strategy will hopefully give farmers some idea whether they should hold those crops or sell them, and what they can expect from the government. My timeline for that is to give them some indication of that by Labor Day.
Meanwhile, this week, Canada began 10% tariffs on some U.S. ag products, and on Thursday, Mexico will slap a 20% tariff on U.S. pork. Friday, China, a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans.
That was Gary Crawford of the USDA in Washington reporting, and interviews from Republican Kathy McMorris Rogers and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. The intersection of where farming and politics intersect may have been best displayed in the most recent presidential election. Bruce Vinson is a farmer, logger, rancher, and advocate from Libby, Montana. He says starting in 2008, the national economy has struggled. And while it hurt Main Street America hard, he adds it was the rural areas that suffered the most, not just now, but over the past couple of decades.
The last couple of years, Americans have been taking a different look. A slowest recovery from a recession in history, and they're trying to figure out why. We have a president now, we have an administration that is least addressing that. New wealth in this nation is created in rural America. The rest of the nation plays with it.
Vincent says whether it's government regulation, taxes, or the EPA, many Americans are reevaluating how business is conducted in Washington, D.C., and how it will impact the use of natural resources. He says what's happening to the American farmer happened to the American logger in the 1980s and 1990s. And, he adds, many are saying enough is enough.
And I think America's tired of being scared. The society in America today has heard three times they're going to die in 12.2 years. They're sick and tired of hearing that. And that message, that's our door to walk through. We can give them a message of hope. How can we have a future in America? Where's the piece of economic pie for the next generation without compromising the environment?
Vincent says from rural America's perspective, farmers and ranchers need to figure out how to encourage young people to pursue a life in natural resources, to keep farming, timber, and others alive. This 4th of July, many of us will be committing some major grilling blunders.
This weekend, millions of outdoor grills are going to be fired up, in some cases by people who may not exactly be experts at it. We asked Mary Ann Gravely with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline, what is the biggest mistake that we outdoor grillers make?
The biggest mistake, cross-contamination, which would be if you are carrying a plate of raw chicken or raw hamburgers to the grill, then you cook whatever it is you're cooking, and then if you were to put that back on the same plate that held the raw food, you could contaminate the cooked food with bacteria from the raw food. So always have separate plates, one for the cooked foods and one for the raw foods.
And the second biggest mistake?
Leaving food out too long.
She says at normal room temperature, food should never stay out more than 2 hours. If it's above 90 degrees, only 1 hour. For more help on grilling safety and more, call the Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE.
That was Gary Crawford of the USDA in Washington reporting, an interview from Mary Ann Gravely. Jersey County Fair begins this Sunday at 6 p.m. with the Master Showmanship Competition. Monday the 9th, the 4-H show will begin at 8 a.m. and the Junior Livestock Auction will begin at 7 p.m. Tuesday the 10th, the Sheep Show will begin at 8 a.m. Wednesday the 11th, the Beef Show will begin at 8 a.m. Thursday the 14th, come on out to the fairgrounds for the rodeo at 7 p.m. Saturday the 14th, the Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m. and the Dairy Show will begin at 9 a.m. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.